always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. A federal appeals court says a California law requiring background checks to buy bullets is unconstitutional. Loyola Law School professor Lori Levinson.
Requires a quick background check for people buying bullets. On average, that costs about a dollar and it takes about a minute. But the Ninth Circuit struck down that, saying that it violated the Second Amendment because there was no historical analog for requiring this type of check.
The judge also saying if people can't buy bullets, they can't use their guns for self-defense. A public disagreement as President Trump tours a more than $2.5 billion renovation project at the Federal Reserve. With Fed Chair Jerome Powell next to him, Trump says the cost is now $3.1 billion. Powell disagrees.
Are you including the Martin renovation? You just added
entire capital.
Yeah, you just added in a third building. Is what that is. That's a third building.
Well, no, but it's a building that's being built.
No, it was built 5 years ago.
The president has also made another push to lower interest rates. The deputy U.S. attorney general has interviewed Jeffrey Epstein's former girlfriend and co-conspirator, Ghislaine Maxwell, who's doing time in a federal prison in Florida. CBS's Nancy Cordes.
It's unclear what they can get because Maxwell pleaded not guilty the first time around, and she's still appealing her conviction. So she may not have any incentive to tell DOJ anything more than she originally told investigators. But at the very least, DOJ can say it is doing something on an issue that the president's base clearly cares a lot about.
Democrats and some Republicans have demanded more information about the case of Epstein and files about him. In the 80s, in his bright yellow wrestling outfit, he was the face of Hulkamania.
And what you gonna do when Hulkamania and the largest arms in the world run wild on you?
Former pro wrestler Hulk Hogan has died at age 71 in Clearwater, Florida, where police say there was a call about a cardiac arrest. CBS's Bradley Blackburn.
In 1984, he defeated Iron Sheik to win his first of 12 championships, marking the beginning of Hulkamania. He was the main attraction at the first WrestleMania in 1985, helping to push professional wrestling into the mainstream.
Talks to broker a ceasefire in Gaza appear to have hit another snag. Reporter Linda Gradstein says envoy Steve Witkoff has recalled the U.S. negotiating team from Qatar.
It's hard to tell if this is really the end of those talks or if this is kind of jockeying for position. The Israeli press reports say that Israel believes that the Hamas position had improved, but still fell far short of what Israel was willing to accept.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
As Wisconsin has a fish fry on a Friday night, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
It's back to football. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from Green Bay. At the Packers training camp underway, practices open to the public at 10:30 a.m. A new locker room and a new attitude amongst the players, running back Josh Jacobs.
We didn't like how we finished last year. The sense of urgency in this building, in this organization right now is very high. You know, we all are trying to hold each other to that standard of what we want to be and what we want to accomplish. And obviously, you know, we went, one game in the North? So for us, man, that's our main focus right now, just trying to be better and improve.
College football, the Badgers holding their media day at the Big Ten Conference in Las Vegas. After finishing 5-7, head coach Luke Fickell says they need to accept their role as the underdog.
A part of that is embracing being an underdog. That's how Wisconsin's gotten to where they are.
Baseball, Brewers with a 10-2 win in Seattle. Milwaukee with the best record in baseball. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
As Wisconsin has a game of cribbage with good friends, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Tonight we'll have a partly cloudy sky across the area and a little patchy fog forming. Lows will drop to the lower 60s, light winds. Friday, the fog burns off. Otherwise, we'll have a mostly sunny sky with an afternoon high topping out in the lower 80s. Right now, it's 76.
Pat Kreitlow.
Friday will be in Oshkosh talking to County Executive Gordon Hintz, UWO Provost Ed Martini, and State Representative Lee Snodgrass of Appleton.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food.
You're going to need our determination, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
Adoption of teens from foster care is a topic not enough people know about, and we're here to change that. I'm April Dinwiddie, host of the new podcast, Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Each episode brings you compelling real-life adoption stories told by the families that live them with commentary from experts. Visit adoptuskids.org/podcast or subscribe to Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Administration for Children and Families and the Ad Council.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids Home for Mornings with Pat Kreitler.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Good morning and welcome to Matt and Air on Air. Jane, Matt and Air. And Greg Bach coming to you live from Civic Media's world headquarters here in downtown Madison, Wisconsin, right on State Street. Gavin Butenoff also holding things down at Radio Park in Racine. As always, you can join us by calling or texting. The number is the same, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching in the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. We had hoped to be joined by Jim Santel after the 9:30 news. He is actually a working lawyer.
Yes, he has a job.
He has lawyer things.
He needs to be lawyerly.
He's being lawyerly today. Mm-hmm. So Jim's not going to be able to join us. He had a conflict with a court case. Not a problem. He will be back with us next week at the same time. And we're still going to talk about the ongoing mess about Ghislaine Maxwell.
We actually had to look up how to pronounce her name.
There are like 15 different ways to pronounce her name.
I pronounce it as convict, but that's me.
That's just one way to call her. Yeah, but we are going to talk about that coming up after the 9:30 news. In hour number two, I think this is kind of important. In hour number two, right after the 10 o'clock news, we want to talk a little bit about Medicaid fraud.
You know, all of those people all over the country who are stealing so much money.
Sucking off the government.
Yep, totally.
Yeah. We found some Medicaid fraud. Not necessarily where you would think.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, it's exactly where I thought it would be, but it's not where, let's say, proponents of cutting Medicaid would say it is.
Yeah.
And, you know.
Yeah. So we'll kick that around after 10 o'clock. Mike Clemens, a Civic Media, incredible sports reporter, and our colleague and friend. I've known Michael for decades. He's going to join us after 10:30 for a little sports update. He's at the Brewers training camp this week.
Packers training camp. He's at Packers training camp, and we'll be talking about the Brewers, the Packers getting ready for the new season. Oh my gosh, it's like next month, I think.
Isn't that crazy?
Preseason starts, but the Brewers are still red hot. They did have a loss this week. The 11 game streak was broken, but they came back in great fashion last night to trounce the Seattle Mariners and show them who's boss.
Michael will be here after the 10:30 news, and we'll wrap it up as we always do with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Today, it is the underwear edition. So if you can stick around for that, that's coming up at the very end of the show, around 10:51-ish or so. Wanted to start off with this, though. We have been talking about this in bits and pieces, but I think this is really important.
Mm-hmm.
This is from the Wisconsin Examiner. Paige Gross has the byline. Trump's AI action plan removes red tape for AI developers and data centers and then will punish states that act alone. AI is here.
Yes.
It's not going anywhere.
No.
I understand that.
Yeah.
But not having any regulations and just letting it be the wild, wild west with this, I find that very concerning.
No, absolutely. I think that this is the pushing back on any regulations whatsoever says really, it makes me feel very, very uncomfortable. And the fact
and vulnerable.
That, and also the fact that this is a matter, again, of states' rights is really good for them for some things, but when it comes to other things, well, nope, you can't. States can't do it alone. No. This is a federal thing. No, it's if Wisconsin wants to regulate it and Illinois doesn't, then they should be able to. But honestly, the federal government should be regulating AI, or at the very least, looking at AI as still a very young technology
with all kinds of problems,
and talking to what are they called, experts about the future to say, all right, here's where we start. Here's where it can go. What can we do to make sure that people are safe, both their data and just their livelihood? Because, I mean, Rachel Maddow had to do an entire segment on her show to talk about these AI pictures of her saving people in a flood in Texas. Like, there were people who had, yeah, they're like, hey, she saved her baby. She's like, I don't have a baby. I don't live in Texas. I don't have a home in Texas. I love Texas.
But I'm not there.
Those pictures aren't real. So, I mean, just at this point, and what I feel like it's still the infancy, if it can do that much and lead people to believe such a thing,
yes,
then we need to be careful and look at where AI is going and how we can set up certain protections. And this thing of, well, the states can't do it alone. Well, cool. Another constitutional amendment. Just scratch it off. Yeah. There you go.
Need that one anymore.
We're just going to have the Second Amendment, and then the Third Amendment will just be a repeat of the Second Amendment. That's all we need. We just need the Second Amendment.
The Trump administration says that to accelerate AI in the U.S., it needs to remove red tape around onerous AI regulations. The plan recommends that the Office of Science and Technology Policy inquire with businesses and the public about federal regulations hindering AI innovation, also suggesting the federal government end funding to states who continue with burdensome AI regulations. And again, going back to states, all states' rights. It's all about states' rights. Not this time, though, as we want this. The feds want this.
Also, I think it's almost laughable that this country still has an Office of Science and Technology Policy. They don't like either of those things.
That's very true.
That's very true. It speaks to the same idea that, you know, a few years ago, the NCAA set up NIL deals for students. Finally, they can make money off of it. And now he wants to throw regulation at that as well. So, like, to me, this notion of, I've always thought Republicans hate regulation whatsoever.
Yes.
So now this thing of like, well, we need to regulate the non-regulation. So if you're a state, Wisconsin, you can't touch AI. And that was supposed to be in the big bill for billionaires, that AI, that amendment about AI, that no state could, no regulation period could happen for a decade.
Right.
And then what happens in a decade's time? Someone comes forward and says, well, now we can do it. We can't do that. AI is too important.
And will by that time be part of so many systems.
Yep.
How are you gonna extricate yourself from that?
Well, what they're gonna do is they're gonna say the narrative will always be, well, just let the companies regulate themselves. They know what they're the experts.
Right.
They're the ones in charge of AI. I don't know. I just work for the Office of Science and Technology Policy. What do I know about AI? Let these multi-billion dollar behemoth companies with stockholders and who have wormed their way into our contract system as far as the government, they're gonna take care of themselves. I trust them.
To do what's best.
They do what's best for you and for me. Oh, by the way, my identity was just stolen. Sorry. You know, it's just that's and people buy that. People will be like, yeah, I trust them. Why?
The plan also says that free speech should be prioritized in AI, saying models must be trained so that, quote, truth rather than social engineering agendas, unquote, are the focus. The plan recommends that there be some revisions to completely cut out references to misinformation, DEI, and climate change. These are all things that make Republicans uncomfortable. So instead of we're just going to disappear those things. And that's going to take care of the problem.
I was going to say something to the effect, as a joke, they're going to try to eliminate the word woke. But no, they didn't. They took the idea and ran with it, and it's not a joke. They want to get rid of DEI in AI, which I don't even – honestly, that sentence makes – the squishiness between my ears hurt really bad, because I don't understand what that even means.
Well, again, they want to rewrite history.
Yes.
They're going to remove all references of climate change. That's in Project 2025.
Mm-hmm.
Very prominent part of Project 2025 is killing off NOAA, privatizing weather, and getting rid of any mention of climate change, because, again, if we just ignore it, then it will go away.
Well, and that's just the tip of the iceberg. I mean, Elon Musk has said he wants to rewrite knowledge, and that's just his way of saying rewrite history. I mean, Grok is the perfect example.
Thank you.
Grok is the perfect example of what happens when you take the guardrails off of something like AI. It turned into an ultra right wing. I'm pretty sure.
It was a Nazi.
It was saying horrible things as AI trying to speak the truth. I mean, at first it was just contradicting Elon Musk's statements. And then he was like, well, I got to fix this. Okay. I got to make this right. And he made it right. Ultra right wing. And that's where Grok is now. He's just that dude at a party you don't want to talk to, because he's like, what you don't understand, man, is that they're everywhere, man. Chemtrails, man.
Grok is now the guy at the end of the bar.
Yeah,
no one wants to sit next to.
Don't look to Grok
move
directly.
Slowly away.
Yeah,
from
seriously.
The guy
just get your drinks and go back to your table. Don't talk to Grok.
Well, and if you think AI is not a problem, this is from NBC News. Helped by AI, man built bombs. He planned to detonate in Manhattan. Michael Gann built 7 homemade bombs with the aid of artificial intelligence, a process he called easier than buying gunpowder.
I mean, we are just making it very, I mean, this, people can 3D print guns. I mean, the
ghost guns,
there needs to be, hey, you know what? There's nothing in the Constitution that says we can't regulate AI. So I don't understand why there is this fear of doing it. We can regulate AI. We can absolutely do this.
Of course we can.
We need to do this, or people are going to be in danger.
Well, and as you mentioned too, the AI video fakes.
Yes.
In some instances, not all, but in some instances are so good.
Mm-hmm.
That's really going to be problematic.
Yes.
Down the road.
Well, and also,
just think about political races and how you can insert your opponent into horrific situations, and people, and they can run it, and people will buy it.
Yes. Yes. Absolutely. And it's also become a tool of defense, as far as, I will use the president as an example. I was watching a clip, and a gentleman was asking a MAGA supporter about their thoughts on the Epstein thing, and which we will talk about more in a little bit.
Next hour, after the 9:30 news.
And he showed this MAGA supporter a clip of the president at the time speaking. This was like 10 years ago, but it may have been before he was president, being contradictory to everything that was happening. It was right there on the video, showed it to him, and the guy just looked at me and goes, that's AI. And he walked away. That was it. That is going to be the grand defense when you try to show anybody anything they don't like about what they believe in.
Right.
And I'm only using that example is because what I saw. I am darn sure this can be used by any kind of person. But if you say, well, I have a video here of the president saying X, Y, and Z, it's right there. He said it. Look at that. That's AI. That's fake. You're lying.
Misinformation.
Yeah. So this is a problem. And it's a problem we know. It's like when the internet was young, we were like, the internet's going to be fun. And then all of a sudden after 9/11, it got out of control.
Yeah.
But we know what the dangers can be. And we are purposely doing nothing about it.
Tony on the live stream says Elon being able to adjust what Grok says is very alarming. The change to all the models to be complementary to the users and trying to confirm their biases is a big issue. It was so bad. You're right, Tony. It was so bad. Elon apologized on behalf of Grok after he was spewing all this anti-Semitism. It was unbelievable. It was unbelievable.
Yeah.
When we return... AI, we're going to continue this conversation and confirming wrong biases, mm-hmm. and the danger that brings. There's a particular case with one man Very interesting. Stay close. You are listening to Matt Mayer on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
Timeout.
All right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
School sports are played by humans, coached by humans, and officiated by humans. So the next time you're sitting in the stands at a school athletic event, please remember this and maintain your humanity, especially when it comes to judging and critiquing athletes, coaches, and officials. Please show your fellow humans some respect. They'll appreciate your empathy.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
You can't escape a traffic jam. Know what else you can't escape? Seasonal allergies. And you might think you can avoid that coffee stain until... Oh, really? You can't escape a lot of things in life, but you can escape prediabetes. Prediabetes captures 1 in 3 adults. There are usually no signs of prediabetes. In fact, most people don't even know they have it. But with early diagnosis, you can change the outcome and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. Take action by taking the 1-minute risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. You might not be able to escape having this song stuck in your head, but you can escape prediabetes. Go to doihaveprediabetes.org today. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
I was stuck in a state of panic and endless rituals, so I made the call.
Mental health care works when you make the call. Visit mentalhealthcareworks.org. A message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
Come work with us. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Good morning. Welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair and Greg Bach. Coming to you live from Civic Media's world headquarters here in downtown Madison on State Street. We got Sweet Galby back at home studio at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us. Call or text at 855-752-4842 or leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Just a reminder, tomorrow is Friday.
It is. What does that mean,
that
Jane?
That means tomorrow is free ticket Friday.
I'm going to get some free tickets?
No, you cannot win tickets.
That's the price you pay. I am the recipient of a second runner-up award at the WBAs. I thought I'd be treated with a little more respect.
No. Sorry. But you, if you are listening, you can pick up tomorrow a 4-pack of tickets to see our super hot Milwaukee Brewers.
Yes, indeed.
Club level tickets. Tomorrow is free ticket Friday. But if you would like to take part, you do need to have the Civic Media app. Mm-hmm. Greg Bach, if I do not have the app, how would I go about doing that?
Well, actually, currently we're all out of apps. So you really, they're on back order, or as I call them, app order. That's a terrible joke. No, you go to your favorite app store of choice, whether it's the Apple Store or the Google Play Store, or if there's another place, I have no idea. But you go where you get your apps, you search Civic Media, download it. It's just that simple. It's absolutely free.
Yeah.
God, I hate myself. But you put it on your phone. It's great because it's also, you can customize the app as well to where you live, to what you want to listen to. You can create a favorite station.
Yep.
But with regard to the free ticket Friday, here's where it comes into play. Is you, when we give you that word, which we will announce it tomorrow's show, and you will go ahead and open up that app and you hit text, and you're going to text the word we give you. It's got to be spelled correctly, yes. And it can only come through the app. You can't text it through your phone, and you can't call it in. You can't email it or anything like that. Has to come through the app. And then we take those entries, and we find a winner. And every show, five chances. Every show will have their own word. And you're going to just keep it locked here on Civic Media. You can enter in every single time.
Yes.
And there you go. It's simply got the app on your phone. And you can take that app anywhere in the world. Like, we've had people text us from New Zealand, Vienna. I think we have one from Italy as well. So it's a great app. Very, very useful. Yeah. I have it. I listen to it all the time. But yeah, it's a great thing. So get it on your phone right now.
Well, and the other thing, great thing about the app is, you know, we have a whole bunch of news talk stations across the state. Mm-hmm. We have a whole bunch of music stations across the state.
Indeed.
I mean, a whole bunch.
Yes.
We've got country music. We've got classics. We've got great oldies on WRJN. So if you ever want to take a break from the news, and we get that, listen to some of our music stations. They're fantastic. So download the Civic Media app. Is the point, as Greg always says, it is absolutely free.
And I want to give a shout out to Mr. Dom Lee in Madison, who is working with Calvin and Racine to control the boards and use their knowledge to make us be heard. So thank you, Dom.
Yes, thank you, Dom. Appreciate that. We were talking about AI, and the Trump administration wants to get rid of pretty much all regulations when it comes to AI. What could possibly go wrong? I found this story, and this is one that's been burbling around in the background that I've been meaning to hit on for a while. But he had delusions. This man was suffering from delusions. Mm-hmm. And so he went into ChatGPT, and it made it worse.
Yeah.
And pushed him into a manic episode.
Mm.
Because from the examples that I have seen, ChatGPT will reinforce everything you say, essentially.
Yeah.
Right? It's not saying, no, you're wrong about that. Mm-hmm. You're not seeing little green men.
Yeah.
There could be little green men. Maybe you are seeing them. So he actually got pushed into a manic episode because of his interaction with ChatGPT, which is AI. And he has admitted that this is what pushed him over the cliff.
I guess I go back to the notion of, like, why is the regulation on this so bad? I mean, I guess if I'm ChatGPT or any, I don't use AI. I really don't. I would say it's a part of our lives, and Google, the only time I really ever use it is when you Google a question, it'll come up with an AI answer immediately. But then I almost always check the sources because I want to make sure that's correct. I should say I always check the sources, almost always, but like I check the sources like you do on Wikipedia. You check the references.
Right, right.
But I feel like it's in these companies' best interest to want to regulate or want to put on safeguards, because does it make their product any less valuable if they do that? If ChatGPT, I'm just going to use them as the example because they're right there. If they say, we are going to do safety enhancements and we're going to put up safeguards that will allow us to monitor certain things. And, you know, they can access this stuff all the time and they can build these systems and processes. Will that send their stock price plummeting if they do that? And if so, why? I'm actually asking this as a question because I don't know enough about these companies to know it. But it seems like it does more good and adds more value to you as a corporation to say, we have this technology and we're going to make sure it's safe versus just good luck.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, good luck. Navigate it and don't believe everything you see,
yeah, exactly.
Because it's not all true. You're right. It would be a great PR move.
Yes.
For an AI company to say, yes, we want to continue to develop. We want to continue to, you know, use these systems, but we are going to be conscientious about making sure that you are getting accurate information. Mm-hmm. I think that would be great for companies. I don't know why they wouldn't do that. Tony clarifies on the live stream too. We were talking about this gentleman who is having delusions and got on ChatGPT to the point where it pushed him into a manic episode. Tony says, at first, ChatGPT will tell you that whatever it is not likely, but if you push it, it will cave in and say, yep, you must be right.
What's
be careful.
Wrong with, what's wrong with guardrails?
Be careful when you deal with AI. Just saying.
Are guardrails woke? There's the question.
When we return, Mike Johnson shut down the house. to avoid Jeffrey Epstein, who is still dead. All the details coming up. You're listening to Matt and Air on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR. As Wisconsin is dropping a line in your favorite fishing spot, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
CBS News Brief. A federal appeals court says a California law requiring background checks to buy bullets is unconstitutional. Legal analyst Lori Levinson.
Law enforcement actually wanted this restriction because there are many people who have guns illegally. And if they can at least control the bullets that are going out, they might be able to control who uses these guns.
President Trump, accompanied by Fed Chair Jerome Powell, checks out the Fed renovation work, claiming cost overruns and urging lower interest rates. CBS's Aaron Navarro.
He actually said that there was no tension in the meeting between himself and Powell today. He also said that there is, quote, no pressure for Powell to resign since his term expires next May.
Jeffrey Epstein co-conspirator Ghislaine Maxwell meets with U.S. Attorney General Todd Blanche. CBS's Scott McFarlane reports.
Her defense attorney said that Ms. Maxwell did not invoke the Fifth Amendment, that she was responsive to all questions, and that it was an exhaustive set of questions.
CBS News Brief, I'm Jennifer Kuiper.
It's back to football. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from Green Bay. At the Packers training camp underway, practices open to the public at 10:30 a.m. A new locker room and a new attitude amongst the players, running back Josh Jacobs.
We didn't like how we finished last year. The sense of urgency in this building, in this organization right now is very high. You know, we all are trying to hold each other to that standard of what we want to be and what we want to accomplish. And obviously, you know, we went, one game in the North? So for us, man, that's our main focus right now, just trying to be better and improve.
College football, the Badgers holding their media day at the Big Ten Conference in Las Vegas. After finishing 5-7, head coach Luke Fickell says they need to accept their role as the underdog.
A part of that is embracing being an underdog. That's how Wisconsin's gotten to where they are.
Baseball, Brewers with a 10-2 win in Seattle. Milwaukee with the best record in baseball. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Many blame the cancellation of The Late Show with Steve Colbert on the Paramount Skydance merger deal and say it was political, including Colbert, who had some choice F-words for the president. If it was political, Paramount should have thought harder about which presidential adversary to fire. The studio just gave Trey Parker and Matt Stone $1.5 billion in a new contract. During the much-anticipated season 27 debut episode, Parker and Stone wrote a blistering takedown of the president. The story involved a romantic or sex scene between Trump and Satan and also showed the president taking off all his clothes in the desert. Maybe Colbert got fired because he wasn't dirty enough? Here's a story that might not feel so good about a guy who made us feel so good. Trumpet expert Chuck Mangione has passed away at the age of 84. Mangione was known for his tune Feels So Good, which was a big hit in the 70s. It was a great tune. Rest in peace, Chuck. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
As Wisconsin is brats on the grill for a tailgate, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Tonight we'll have a partly cloudy sky across the area and a little patchy fog forming. Lows will drop to the lower 60s, light winds. Friday, the fog burns off. Otherwise, we'll have a mostly sunny sky with an afternoon high topping out in the lower 80s. Right now, it's 73.
Sometimes as dads, I think we're too hard on ourselves. We get down on ourselves on not being able to, you know, we're the providers, but we also have to learn to take care of ourselves. Arapaho way, you got to pray for yourself as well as for everybody else, but never forget yourself. Self-love made me a better dad. Because I realized my worth.
Never stop being a dad. That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
You wanted to be cool, which led you to smoking, which led to a pack a day. Then you met that special someone, which led to starting a life with them, which led to wanting to live longer, which led to quitting. Then you heard you may be at risk for lung cancer, which led you to getting a low-dose CT scan. If you smoked, get scanned. Talk to your doctor and learn more at savedbythescan.org. brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome the founder of Wisconsinology.com, Frank Anderson. And it's a bar band Friday night, so Wisconsin music expert Terry Barr joins the show with new music and great conversation.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 6 till 8.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Good morning. Welcome, welcome to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach coming to you live from Civic Media's world headquarters here on State Street in downtown Madison. We have our resident young person, Calvin, back at Radio Park in Racine, handling the board. And also Dom is here in Madison, so doing double board duty today.
Yeah.
We got lots of help. Thank you, everybody, for giving us a hand as we are on the road. We had a little meeting yesterday.
Yeah. Got to see people.
We don't normally get to see all live.
Yeah, exactly. As Maggie Dawn put it, 3D people in 3D. So, like, I didn't even require glasses. That's a very old reference. But, yes.
And tomorrow, what happened during yesterday's meeting, actually after the meeting, I should say, is going to be the audio sorbet for tomorrow.
Okay.
I couldn't find my car in the parking lot. I walked around for 40 minutes yesterday after a meeting. I could not find my car.
Make him. You'll find out more.
More. We'll have more details.
More details tomorrow.
But I posit that I am not the only person who has not been able to find. Don't look at me like that. Who hasn't been able to find their car in a parking lot. So we'll talk about it tomorrow on Audio Sorbet. But if you would like to reassure me that I'm not insane, I'd appreciate it if you join us tomorrow at 10:35.
You know what I'll do is I'll start getting on AI right now, ChatGPT, and just saying, is Jane crazy for not being? And by the time tomorrow comes, the AI will be like, not only is she not crazy, but many people have not been able to find their car in garages.
See, and now, in that case, I completely agree with AI.
That is my AI voice.
I like it. That's all coming up tomorrow. But Jim Santel, he makes us lawyer adjacent.
Yes.
Jim Santel is a former U.S. attorney and is still an acting attorney. And normally he joins us at this spot, but he had a case come up this morning, so he wasn't able to make it. But we were going to kick this around with him, and we would like to hear from you, too, as always, at 855-752-4842. The Epstein saga continues, and Speaker of the House Mike Johnson, in order to avoid bringing any votes up that would require the release of the Epstein files, rather than do that, Mike Johnson shut down the House. So they're all heading home to their home districts now.
Dismiss class early. Don't worry about a quiz today, folks. Just go home. Have a great weekend. Why do I get upset about this? When it seems to be something they get to do whenever they want. They get to change the goal lines.
Change the rules.
Change the rules. End Congress early to get out of being held responsible.
Being held accountable.
Actually, I take that back. Not even held responsible, Jane. I'm sorry. I mean held responsible. Just making a decision. Saying yes or no. We've been seeing this for the past few months regarding the budget. They get these department heads in front of them, and Congress asks them specific questions. Do you believe in X? And they say, I'll have to check on that. I'll get back to you. I'm not sure. Or they give some bloviating answer that doesn't mean anything, just to show they didn't do their homework. And this is just another example. People on the right want this.
Oh,
they want that file
released
to the people who deserve it, who have been promised it for years. And what does Mike Johnson do? He's like, just go home.
Do we have a clip from the Speaker of the House?
Yeah, we have a clip from CBS Sunday Morning where Mike Johnson's being asked about the Epstein file. And I don't know. It's one of the weirdest. Hyperbole. But the way he speaks about the Epstein file and then just sort of says, Calvin, can you play that clip?
Point when the Trump Justice Department said there were more than 1,000 victims, for people who knew this case very, very well, did a lot of investigative work on it, that number surprised them. High number.
Yeah.
meaning that to their minds, investigative reporters and others, there have to be accomplices, uncharged accomplices, and that aspect of justice is still missing.
Yes, and it's of great concern to us. We want full transparency. We want everybody who is involved in any way with the Epstein evils, let's call it what it was, to be brought to justice as quickly as possible. We want the full weight of the law on their heads.
But when the Justice Department said in that same two-page memo, there's no reason to pursue further prosecutions, many said, how can those two things be properly aligned?
These are good questions. I don't know. I've never seen the Epstein evidence. It wasn't in my lane. But I have the same concern and question that a lot of people do. And look, I think the president...
This is not a hoax, in other words.
Oh, it's not a hoax. Of course not.
Oh, it's not.
Jane, the Epstein evils, God, I really hate it when they do stuff like that. The Epstein files aren't of my, I don't know anything about it, Jane. It's not my lane. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to kick out of work early. I'm going to head back to my home state, and I'm really going to think about it.
Well, every time they say this, I haven't seen the tweet. I haven't seen the comment. Mm-hmm. I didn't see that article. It's like members of Congress must be the worst informed people on the planet.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
If the vast majority of the public knows about it and Mike Johnson's like, oh, I don't know, la, la, la.
Yep.
Really?
Yeah, it's not mine. You are the third most powerful person in the United States government. You have your own Secret Service detail. You are privy to files that almost nobody can see,
right,
in a non-military status. You're telling me that you just know nothing about the, you're telling me that all your time when you had access to these things, you didn't say to someone, no, actually he didn't, because he thinks this is plausible deniability, but really it just makes him look inept and stupid.
Well, it does, this isn't a good look. And as you said, it's not just Democrats who would like to see this released. It is many, many MAGA who, as you pointed out, they were promised this.
Mm-hmm.
The Trump administration going in promised that they were going to expose all the people, because, again, the assumption being that there's only Democrats on the list.
Yeah.
That seems not to be the case.
Well, and this is where it's going to get real dicey over the next few days. And really, like, the next, today is going to be very deciding, because the DOJ is meeting with Ghislaine Maxwell.
Yeah.
And what's been, so when Pam Bondi, who, by the, I'll say it again, I don't like her. I don't like her style. I don't like her lies. But I do have a sliver of empathy for when she was handed the piece of paper that just said, make this go away. I don't want that. I wouldn't want that job. But when she made that announcement that said, there's nothing to see here. Good
no
job.
No files. There's no files.
Yeah, there was never files. I don't even know who Jeffrey Epstein was. When she did that, it was pretty overwhelming that people were upset and they were saying, we want this. But what has happened over the past, week and a half, 2 weeks since this happened, the narrative has been changed by politicians, by influencers, by many people who had the ear of the president's audience for a while, saying, you know what? I'm over Epstein. We need to move on.
Right.
It's not important.
Right.
That is growing and growing, and kind of like what we were talking about with AI, they're going to rewrite the history where Epstein was actually not as important as we thought. He's not that big of a deal. The Democrats made too big a deal of this, and people who say they were MAGA who aren't MAGA were making too big a deal about this. No, this is and to the gentleman, I don't know his name, who in the CBS morning interview, talking about something we don't really discuss in this matter, is the justice. These survivors who have been trafficked, and they deserve justice. Their families deserve justice. And that's what the ultra right has been talking about for years now. But here we are once again, being able to rewrite the narrative however they see fit. Congress, we don't need to do this. Go home.
Yeah. House Speaker Mike Johnson said Tuesday he's sending his House members back to their districts until September to avoid political games related to this bipartisan effort to get the government to release the files on Epstein. Epstein, of course, a Florida sex offender trafficker who died by suicide in 2019 while he was awaiting trial on federal sex trafficking charges. And you mentioned, Greg, that the Department of Justice is meeting with Ghislaine Maxwell this morning. That's what I've seen online so far this morning. And Tim Burchett, who is a Republican from Tennessee, essentially said, if she gives us the things that we like, we'll cut a deal with her.
Yes. Yes. And that is, that's the thing that really makes me sick to my stomach, because it was never about, it was never about justice. It was never about trying to find the culprit or trying to get to the bottom of the crime. What information, I'm going to ask a question. What information is she going to give? I know the answer to that one. It was her and Jeffrey Epstein. They were the ones in charge of this. This was not a criminal conspiracy going beyond that, I believe.
Oh, there were a whole bunch of people that helped this happen.
It helped it happen, but they're the top of the list.
Yes.
So she can't give any other names because the other guy's dead. And she and the one, and it's all, after that, it's only about people who participated, most likely. This isn't good. They just want her to say Donald Trump was never
exactly
anywhere near it.
Exactly.
He was never on the island. He was never on the plane. He never went to a party, even though there are pictures saying otherwise.
Repeat numerous pictures.
They just want him to, they want her in a room on record to say Donald Trump had nothing to do with this. And then you get to walk out saying, we told you so. And that is where the current narrative that's being pushed by various people within MAGA who don't want this list out are going to be like, told you. See, she said
see,
it.
Ghislaine,
she told us.
Ghislaine said Trump was never involved. It's all good. Nothing to see here. Let's go on with our days.
Yeah.
855-752-4842. If you would like to join our conversation, you can call and or text. Casper here in Madison listening on WAUK says MAGA is not going to let this go. For heaven's sakes, they're still talking about Hillary's emails.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's true.
Really quick, I just want to mention something. I said that I couldn't remember his name, so I wanted to look it up because I always want to give credit to the journalists who are doing the reporting. Major Garrett was the one in that interview with House Speaker Mike Johnson, asking very simple questions about what are we going to do about this? The justice for those who are who have been involved, and why do you not know anything about this? Well, I don't know anything about this file. Well, you just said in the previous sentence, we need to do something about this, but now you know nothing about it. What's going on?
It's called runaway.
Yeah.
It's called runaway.
Literally, they're running away from the Capitol so they don't have to deal with this. I mean, this is childish.
Well,
actually, I take that back.
It's politics.
Children are more responsible than this.
Well, and what's interesting now, there is a bipartisan effort. Republican Thomas Massey of Kentucky has joined California Democrat Representative Ro Khanna, spearheading an effort to force a vote on releasing what are commonly referred to as the Epstein files. This move, called a discharge petition, could be ready for the floor in September if Massey and Khanna can get enough signatures from a majority of members. And as Casper said, too, this isn't going away. And I think them trying to divert and send everybody home, hoping this will die, that's just feeding the flames.
And well,
it's not a good look.
It's not. But that is where it is up to us in the media, up to the people who want answers on both sides of the aisle to never let up, never let the narrative be so rewritten that you believe them, because this is what we've wanted. This is what we are owed, and it can't go away. It can't. And I don't care who is on that list, period.
Thank you for saying that. Yes. If you're on that list, justice should be coming. We're going to continue this. Stay close. 855-752-4842. You are listening to Matt and Air on Air on the vast statewide, countrywide. Pick us up around the world on the app, the Civic Media Radio Network.
Reach, engage, grow with Civic Media. Log on civicmedia.us/advertise.
There's a quote about the importance of setting goals. If you don't know where you're going, any path will take you there. This holds true for things that are important to you financially as well. To set your financial goals, think about your priorities. Outline them as either must-haves, such as a comfortable retirement, or wish list, perhaps a vacation or entertainment. You'll want your goals to be specific. Assign estimate dates and cost to each one so you can plan how much to save and how much time you'll have before you need the money. Next, hold yourself accountable to stay on track. This involves actively tracking your progress, maintaining your focus, and using these time-tested strategies. Diversify, own quality investments, and keep a realistic perspective. A financial advisor can help with this. Finally, enjoy that sense of accomplishment when you reach your goals, seeing your efforts literally pay off.
This content was provided by Edward Jones for use by Clay Kanoki, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones financial advisor at 715-421-0958.
Hi, I'm Ashley, and I want to talk to you about your business. Are you a business owner who lies awake at night worried about your business uncertainties? Do you know who your target audience is or how to reach them? Don't waste another night's sleep. Call me at 715-496-0710 so I can show you the tools and information you need. We offer radio, digital, and streaming services that will help you stand out. With my education and experience, I'll help you create a solid plan tailored for your business. Because cookie cutters are for the holidays, not for business needs. Call today and let those uncertainties melt away. 715-496-0710.
At WFHR and WIRI, our advertisers are part of our family, so come join the family by calling Ashley today at 715-496-0710.
You know that tune. You're a star. You know stuff. Why not win stuff? Maybe it's stuff about TV or movies, but still, you shine at useless information, and WFHR and Culver's want to reward you.
Welcome back.
Join the morning show Fridays for a chance to win one value basket and a kid's meal. Be our next superstar with Culver's Star of the Day every Friday at 97.5 FM WFHR.
How serious is youth vaping? Irreversible lung damage serious. 1 in 10 kids vape serious. Which warrants a serious conversation from a serious parental figure like yourself. Not the seriously know-it-all sports dad or the seriously smart podcaster. It requires a serious conversation that is best had by you. No, seriously, the best person to talk to your child about vaping is you. To start the conversation, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Connecting audiences, powering brands. This is Civic Media. Learn more at civicmedia.us/advertise.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Good morning. Welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach coming to you live from Civic Media's world headquarters here on State Street in downtown Madison. We have the board, Lord Calvin, back at Radio Park in Racine, and Dom is here as well in Madison helping us pull this off today. You can always join us, call or text at 855-752-4842, or leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Next hour at this time, right about an hour from now, we'll wrap up the show as we always do with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Today it's the underwear edition. If you ever have a thing you think should not be, send it in to Greg and me at janesays@civicmedia.us. J-A-N-E-S-A-Y-S, Jane Says at civicmedia.us. That's coming up again about an hour from now, 10:52-ish or so. We were talking about Ghislaine Maxwell, the Epstein files, all of that going on. She is meeting with a Department of Justice attorney this morning. I don't know who else is going to be there to witness this.
I mean, I imagine it's either just going to be the two of them, or it's going to be a group of individuals who know. I know I sound very conspiracy theory right now, but at this point, I am being led to a place where I will accept nothing as the truth unless she says, yeah, he was on the plane, he was at the parties, and let me tell you, there are way more. Strap in and hit record, but that's not what's going to happen.
Well, no, it's not what's going to happen. And Lori from Hayward texted in, and she's got a really good point. Jane, why they may get Ms. Maxwell to testify, they can't be guaranteed she's going to tell the truth. She told lies during her trial. She was reprimanded for that. So basically, like Trump, you can't believe a word she says. You're not wrong. Either she's going to... I think they're going to come in and say, sign this, say you never saw Trump. Trump never met Epstein, even though there's tons of pictures of them and videotapes and all those things. Yeah, just do that. And then you're good to go. And we'll cut, you know, we'll cut 15 years off your sentence.
Which then leads me to the question of if they ever try to release the Epstein files, they're going to have to go in and change them. They're going to have to alter them, which is, I believe, a crime. But this, there is no version of this I will believe unless she comes out and says, yeah, I'm going to tell you all the names, and it includes your boss. That's not what's going to happen.
No, it's not.
I don't think she's going to settle for time off either. I think she's going to be like, I walk out of here today. You give me the stuff I came in here with, and I'm going home today. And I will tell you exactly what you want, because it's exactly what you need. And you tell the people whatever they need to hear. I don't care.
Yeah.
I still have property in South Florida, most likely, and I'll live my life. And you make it go away. This isn't my problem.
It will be interesting. I mean, Representative Tim Burchett, again, a Republican from Tennessee, has suggesting that Republicans would push for a lighter sentence for Maxwell if they agree with her upcoming testimony.
Of course.
Right, so that's not just saying, tell us what we want, and then we'll get you out.
Yeah.
Essentially.
Yes, exactly.
I mean, and what I have read just in the last couple of days for the survivors of Epstein, they want Maxwell to stay where she is. They see her as just as culpable in this as Jeffrey Epstein was.
Yeah. Yes, she is.
She was the procurer. And there is something especially egregious about a woman who will do that to other women. Tragically, I think women aren't surprised when men exploit them. I think sometimes it's a surprise when you find out that other women will exploit you too.
And the thing is it, unless she's going to give up names on the list, there's no one else to give up as far as the organization is like, they are the two high, they were the two highest people there. That was it. Like it was those two. And then everybody fell under them and did their thing and whatever. I'm going to go back to what I said before, is that we need to stay as a people, as the media, as the electorate, right and left. If you are a MAGA Republican who voted for Donald Trump because you wanted the Epstein files to be released, don't give up that fight. There are people who you vehemently disagree with who have your back on this. They want justice too. They want to know the names. And I will say it forever. If there is someone on that file that I enjoy, that I buy their records or I watch their movies and they're on that list, let justice find them.
Yes.
I will never excuse any of them. All of them are culpable if they're on that list. And this is a moment where we can be united in find justice for all of these survivors.
And there are lots of them.
There are
many, many, yes, many survivors, and probably thousands more that we'll never know,
yes,
about.
Yeah,
women who are just never going to come forward. Bruce from Green Bay, listening on WGBW, texting in, Maxwell is the perpetrator that we need to testify to Congress on Epstein's crimes and have the victims testify. Not a partisan negotiated pardon that is favorable.
Agreed.
To Epstein.
Yep.
Absolutely.
This needs to be
And I think there are some survivors who would be more than willing to do that. Not all of them want to come and relive this horrific experience.
Yeah.
But I think there are enough of them who would do that instead of some closed-door meeting between the Department of Justice and Maxwell. What could possibly go wrong?
I think she should pull, honestly, I know this would never go over. This would never happen, but do what Hunter Biden did. He said, I'll meet with you, but we're going to public.
Yes.
You're not closing the doors.
Right.
We're going to talk to the people of America. Yes. If she wants to get in front and testify in front of Congress, I'm all for it.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. But that will never happen.
News is coming up next. And then we hear so much about Medicaid fraud. You know what? We found some.
You did?
Yes.
We did it, everybody. Joe's works.
It's not necessarily where you would expect.
Oh,
all the details are coming up. Stay close. You are listening to Matt and Air on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. So catch me if you can. I'm going
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. A candlelight vigil has been held in Lorain, Ohio, for a police officer who has died after being shot in an ambush yesterday. CBS's Lilia Luciano.
35-year-old Lorain police officer Philip Wagner has died from his injuries. Police said he was surrounded by his family in a Cleveland hospital when he passed. He was one of three officers who were targeted yesterday by a gunman. Authorities have identified the gunman as 28-year-old Michael Parker of Lorain, Ohio. Police say he fired at the officers multiple times with a high-powered rifle, as two of them were eating lunch in their patrol cars.
Police say the shooter was killed in exchange of gunfire and no motive is known. A second officer remains in critical condition and a third was treated for a wound to the hand. Severe storms in places like Ruidoso, New Mexico, and here in Chicago send a blast of heat elsewhere. CBS weather forecaster Lonnie Quinn.
As for the